This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Hey, so you know that feeling when you go to your closet or maybe the junk drawer in the kitchen or wherever, and you've got so much stuff that you can't find the stuff that you really want amid all the stuff? Yeah, same thing happens to companies too, even the really big ones. The analogy here, of course, is that our closets and junk drawers are their inventories. And we heard from Target today that literally they've got too much stuff, too much inventory sitting around, furniture and appliances, for instance, that nobody seems to want to buy, which makes it not just too much inventory, but too much of the worst kind of inventory. Marketplace's Savannah Marr gets us going.
It's been a tricky couple of years for folks who manage retail inventory.
My goodness, I think I would rank that up there with, you know, having a job of a central banker these days, what your strategy would be.
Jennifer Lee, a senior economist with BMO Capital Markets, says spending trends have taken some sharp turns. Early in the pandemic, retailers braced for a recession that turned out to only last a few months. And coming out of it, stimulus checks meant lots of us had extra cash.
Consumers figured out how to do online shopping, and that caught businesses off guard. So they started ramping up their inventories to meet this new demand.
Demand for things like casual clothes and stuff to make our homes more comfortable. But now,
higher prices are probably scaring consumers off a little bit.
The rising cost of gas and food means we're less likely to splurge on a patio set. And inflation aside, people are just starting to spend their money differently than during the height of the pandemic, says Jennifer Ryan, professor of supply chain management at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
They're not staying home, so they're not investing in home goods. They're not investing in sweatpants. They're going to weddings, right? They're going to restaurants. They're going back to the office.
All this leaves retailers with a lot of stuff that's hard to move. And Ryan says this is happening to companies that are typically really good at predicting what will sell.
With all of the changes and the unprecedented world that we're in, they can't leverage their historic information. They can't leverage their experience.
So how do they get rid of all that stuff and make room for things people actually want to buy? Stephanie Wisnick is a senior research analyst at Jefferies.
We're going to see Black Friday bonus values in the middle of June.
She says if you are in the market for that patio set or
an air fryer, a blender, home decor, electronics,
then now's the time to look for deals. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.